Morning Has Broken, an afterword by Bill Drummond. Jodhpur Park is an area of South Kolkata in India. I'm in Jodhpur Park for a week with my life partner, her mother, and our son. We're here to visit their family, who we have not seen since before COVID. I'm using my free time here to stitch together and read through all of the years in this book that claims to be a memoir. I have now made a counterclaim to it being a novel by me, as in the wholesale appropriation of the work done by over 160 others for my own self-aggrandization. But last week, I was in a different world. Last week, my long-term colleague, David Balfe, and I drove up from suburban North London to Galloway in Scotland, and more specifically, the Black Loch. I had a jerry can with me. I like a jerry can. Who does not like a jerry can? I filled the jerry can with water from the Black Loch. The plan was that on my return after the sojourn in Kolkata, to decant the water from the Black Loch from the jerry can into the 70 glass vials that I have, and then to send the glass vials of water from the Black Loch to those 70 people who wrote their version of the dark underside of each of my 70 years. But on rereading the elderly gentleman's letters that act as the foreword to this memoir, that is now my novel, I realise I have made a major mistake. I was supposed to take 70 pebbles with me, along with 70 glass vials to the Black Loch, and I was supposed to throw each of those 70 pebbles in turn into the Black Loch, and then in turn use each of the 70 glass vials to capture a ripple created by each of the corresponding pebbles hitting the waters of the Black Loch, as in each ripple representing a year in my life. But I'd forgotten all about that. Does this mean that on my return to the Atlantic archipelago, as in the British Isles, next week, I have to journey back up the M1 and the M6, then at Gretna Green, head west along the A57, and then just after Black Craig, turn north up the A712 to the turning on the left, up the track to the Black Loch, with the 70 glass vials and 70 pebbles from the beach at Sizewell B? I guess I will have to, and get the job done properly. Maybe use the trip as a reconnoitre for the 25 paintings tea rooms for this year, as in 2023 and the Poppies in the Field film. But anyway, I know it is not my job to review my own memoir, even less to pass judgment in what I'm now claiming to be a novel that I'm also claiming the credit for. But I can't deny that whilst reading through all these years in my life, both over and under, and all the troubling dreams, while sitting here on this balcony overlooking Jodhpur Park, I have at times spluttered with laughter, wished I had been there, thought, why did I not think of that? And found myself wiping tears from my cheek. This was all far more than what I was expecting. Not that I knew what I was expecting, and I don't just mean in word count. That said, on the word count front, I am totally aware that it is way too much for the casual reader. That it being the patchwork quilt that I so desired means it does not have the arc of a story to hold the reader's hand. But I am very much glad that this format has given each year equal measure, thus not just focus in on the hits and near misses years. But why no mention of nights out with Epstein in the New York of the early 80s, or that fling I had with Fergie, or was it Ginger Spice? Not even a passing reference to Gary Glitter. And nothing, or at least not much, about me being a bad father, let alone bad at business. Were those that threw their names in the hat too afraid to deal with the dirt, in case I might be offended and their words cast aside? And on the subject of words cast aside, yes, as you will have already seen, if not read, Scissorman had his say. His, or I should say, their tag seemingly randomly scattered across the pages. But on closer inspection, each time Scissorman has deemed to add their creative input, it is because of the offence they have taken at certain words and references, and not just the adjectives that they are at war with. As for my editorial influence, I have attempted the touch to be light, just the opening up of certain passages, to give more space, to let the light in. The trouble is, as these 8 days and 7 nights spent in this corner of this heaving city, with all of life and death writhing and spluttering before me, and the crows rebuilding their nests, the giant bats gathering in their hundreds, and the pair of green woodpeckers pecking a hole in the tree to make their home, and the squirrels with their stripes down their backs running along the telephone wires, gangs of feral street cats out at night on the prowl, the funeral pyres burning into the night across the pond, the newborn baby suckling, the black kite circling overhead, the midnight stillness only broken by the whistle of the constable on his beat, the near-ear buzz of mosquitoes coming in for the kill at 3 a.m., the before-dawn chorus of a zillion birds, followed by the car horns of not just another day, but this very day, as this very day awakes. Then the school kids off to school, the rickshaw wallahs plying their trade, then me, the over-entitled white man who thinks he can pass comment, with his return ticket in his back pocket, and cannot stop himself. I start to imagine a film. I know, I have to get the Poppies in the Field film set in Galloway made first, but right here, right now, I'm in Jodhpur Park, and on this veranda looking out, and can't stop myself. The film would be in Bangla, thus using local actors. It would be set in the present day. There would be two young men setting up their fledgling or record label called Zoo, or whatever the Bangla for Zoo is. And they would have two bands on the label, both fronted by charismatic poets, both rivals to be crowned the Prince of Jodhpur Park and all of South Kolkata. But across the Howrah Bridge, as in on the other side of the Hooghly River, there is a rival fledgling or record label called Factory, or whatever the Bangla for Factory is, and this Factory label have a band fronted by an equally charismatic poet. But this poet is more distant, more disturbed, and this poet ends his life the week his band's debut record is released, and the record is called Love Will Tear Us Apart. And all of Kolkata, both north and south, and either side of the Howrah Bridge, fall for this record, and this poet taking his own life, like other great poets before him. All of Kolkata knows that the love will tear them apart, and the two young men running the fledgling or record label called Zoo, or whatever the Bangla for Zoo is, know there is only one thing to be done. They make a pact. They will flip a coin. Heads or tails will be the decider as to which of their two charismatic poets fronting their label's two bands should be murdered, thus outdoing their rivals at Factory, or whatever the bangla for Factory is. The film would be called... Anyway, I won't give the ending away, but it is not what you might expect. The end.